Morning, church. Just want to say thank you for your generosity. It's just making a huge difference in so many places. You know, we were able to be a part of the Dream Center we have for, wow, the entire history of our church. Incredible ministry. And Pastor Matthew told me that he realized that one day the food line, just the lines just went, just were astronomical, wrapped around the block. Just they're serving meals 11 hours a day, 7 days a week. Over 10,000 meals every single day, and we just said we're going to take a whole day for you and provide for that. And he said he noticed the lines getting extremely long, and he said he didn't know what was going on. It was just more than normal. And it was that day that he read in the paper that unemployment had hit 55% in the city of Los Angeles. So the need is so great. And so I just want to say thank you, because not only are you making a difference locally, but you're making it nationally and even globally. You know, the Bible says that we're not just supposed to go to Judea. That was the hometown, but to Samaria and to the othermost parts. We're supposed to start locally, but continue to spread our reach. And so I just want to say thank you for your generosity. I want to encourage you to stay faithful in this time of giving. No matter where you're watching us from, you can be a part of this. You know, you can give online at the website. You can text the keyword LifePoint and your amount to 45777. You can mail in if you go old school with a check. But I want to remind you what Proverbs 11:25 says. I love this verse. It says, "Those who are generous will prosper, and those who refresh others will be refreshed themselves." And it seems counterintuitive sometimes to be like, "Well, man, I don't know. I'm kind of fearful of what's going on. I don't know what the third quarter, fourth quarter is going on. I'm going to kind of hold on. And you know, I just be real honest. There was a little bit of a temptation in me when all this hit to go, "What's going to happen? Maybe we should just kind of hoard it back a little bit." But that's not the kingdom way. It's just not the way that God leads us to. And he says, no, when you need to be refreshed, go refresh somebody else. When you have a financial need, go meet somebody else's financial need. When you need prayer, go pray for somebody else. When you're hurting, go heal somebody else's hurt. When you refresh others, you yourself will be refreshed. So I want to encourage you to stay faithful in your giving in this season. It's making a difference in the lives of so many people. Since this has began, more than 200 people have given their lives to Jesus through online church, and over 200 people have joined into online small groups, brand new people connecting in small groups. So the vision is still going forward. We're helping people know God, helping people find freedom, helping people discover their purpose, and helping people ultimately do the purpose of a Christian, and that's to go make a difference in the life of someone else. So thank you for your generosity. It's making a difference. Stay faithful in your giving in this season as we continue to help people far from God become fully alive in Christ. Well, it's week two of our series, Upper Hand, and it's going to be a great day. I hope you get out your notebook and your notepad, and I know everybody up here with me has got their notebook and notepad. I want to read the verse to you, then we're going to jump in. Philippians chapter 2, we were in Philippians chapter 1 last week, and we may stay in Philippians in this series, I don't know, but today we are. Philippians chapter 2, I want to read two verses to you. We're going to work our whole day from two verses. And it says this, Paul says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation." Somebody say right there in the chat, say, "Work out." "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." I want to read it to you one more time. "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." All right, let's get into the word today. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? You seem very excited. Thanks. I'm sure in the chat rooms they're much more excited today. So a couple weeks ago, whenever Tammy preached, and by the way, next Sunday is Mother's Day, and we have a really creative service plan for you, so you don't want to miss Mother's Day. Make sure you gather around some device with Mom. But last week, or a few weeks ago, whenever she preached, she said that we're starting on this workout program, and I'm sure you can tell the difference it's making in my life. Thanks for not laughing. Good call. Good call. You keep your jobs as volunteers. Anyways, and so we started this workout program, and so week one, it was, you know, we were doing all right. It was pretty painful. The next morning, you know, whenever the hamstrings are hurting and everything else is hurting, and it's kind of, somebody asked me, it's like a high intensity, like HIIT interval body weight training kind of thing, and you do it hardcore for like 25 minutes, and so anyways, we were doing this, and so then the next week came, and I've been trying to keep a routine. I should tell you, routine will really help you in this season, so I've just kind of kept my same routine of work, of get up, morning routine, work routine, all those kind of things, and I'm really horrible, and I know this is bad for all the people that are in the nutrition and stuff, but I'm really bad about going the whole day and not eating. And getting to dinner and then being like, oh, what did I eat today? And it's not because I'm just like am trying to, you know, lose weight or something. It's because I just forget. Like I get going during the day and I'll work and this meeting to that meeting and I don't ever plan in lunch. Like that's not something I put in my calendar. And so I just kind of go through the whole day and I could have not eaten at all. So then I get to this workout because we've been working out at night. And so we got to the workout that night, and be honest, for most of it, there were several things, like you were doing planks and all this stuff, but anyways, for a good part of it, I found myself putting my head on the ground, just breathing heavily, or like hands on my knees, breathing heavily. Y'all with me? Like this kind of moment where I was like, and then after the workout, I was like, what is wrong with me? Why couldn't I sustain the workout? And I knew it'd be hard, but why did I just like barely make it through the workout? And I started thinking through my day, and I was like, oh, I didn't eat today. I didn't eat lunch, and then I really kind of just snacked at dinner. And so I didn't really have, and here's the deal. If you don't know this about working out, is that if you don't fuel your body, if you don't fill your body with the right fuel, then it's not gonna perform under the pressure. And here's what I want to ask you today and deal with is, what are you fueling or feeding your spirit in this season? What are you fueling or feeding your soul in this season? What are you feeding your mind? Because here's what I know is that there are going to be all kinds of pressures that are coming. And if you haven't felt them, you will feel them. But there are pressures, the pressure of fear, the pressure of lost job maybe, the pressure of will I lose my job, the pressure of anxiety, the pressure. I'm hearing a lot of relational pressure in this season, that there's all kinds of pressures around. And if you're not filled with the right stuff, then in this season, the pressure will collapse you or it'll crush you. I kind of think about it like this, if I could illustrate it. A friend of mine did this. I was like, man, this is a great illustration of this. So this is an empty Coke can, right? It's empty. Is it empty, Jordan?
Yes.
For everybody out there, can you see that it's empty? So it's a Coke Zero can, Coke Zero sugar, because you shouldn't be drinking sugar. And it's full of caffeine, so I wouldn't drink this. So it's a Coke Zero sugar drink, and it's empty, right? Now watch this. This is like us whenever pressure hits us. So in this season, if I'm not fueling or filling myself with the right things, then the least little thing can crush me. The least little pressure can crush me. Having a little bit of relational issue, and it's all of a sudden gone from something small to something major because I'm not filled with the right things. Are y'all following me? And so we got these pressures coming in all around us from all over the place, and so I'm a little uncertain about what's going on, a little bit of anxiety, and what used to be just like, okay, God, I'm kind of dealing with this, will you help me get through this, now becomes like major pressure, and the least little thing begins to crush me, and so now life comes, COVID comes, and all of a sudden, because I'm not filled with the right things, then I feel like I'm being crushed all around. But I want you to know, this doesn't have to be you. This doesn't have to be you, because watch this. When I am filled with the right things, this is a filled Coke can, whenever I'm filled with the right things, then it hurts my finger more than it hurts the can. Come on, somebody, that hurt. And that's what I want you to be. I want you to be so fueled or filled with the right things that the thing attacking you is hurt more than you. That it's watch out, devil, because I am more than an overcomer. I'm not just getting through this. I'm not just surviving this. I'm winning in the waiting. I'm not just going to make it through it and get out of there. I'm just not going to Netflix through it. I'm not just going to PJ through it. I'm not just going to complain through it. I just got to tell how disappointing that is. Just complaining. I see all the complaining about this, and we're complaining about what we can't control. And we're complaining about how other people are responding and how we think they should respond. Is this too much? Don't turn me off. Stay with me. Because I want to show you, when you're filled with the right things, then the pressure of the situation doesn't crush you. You can be held up. You don't get like this in the middle of the situation. You get stronger in the situation because you are filled or you are fueled with the right things. But if you're just fueling yourself with media and you're fueling yourself with the things of the world and you're fueling yourself with the gossip on your text stream and you're fueling yourself with negativity and you're fueling yourself with complaining about what you can't control and complaining about this leader, complaining about that government leader, complaining about what other people are doing and they don't have on a mask and I ain't wearing a mask. And everybody needs to wear a mask and complaining. Stop filling yourself with junk that'll leave you empty at the end of the day. You need to fuel yourself with some things that will allow you to stand under the pressure. Shoot some amens in the chat room right now. You need to fill yourself with some things that allow you to stand under the pressure. And Paul tells us how to do that in Philippians chapter 2. He's writing to the church in Philippi, as we learned last week. Just a little Bible study for you if you want to write that down. He's writing to the church in Philippi. He helped plant this church, and now he's pastoring them through this letter. And he says, therefore, my dear friends, you're obeying. And matter of fact, not only in my presence, but in my absence. Matter of fact, you're living for God, not just when we're gathering in buildings, but when we're not gathering in buildings. Like when we're hanging out with other and we're not hanging out with each other, whenever we're present and seeing and touching and hugging and praying and holding one another and bearing one another, you're obeying, but you're obeying also not in my presence. And then he says this, he says, and I want you to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, what Paul is talking about here is salvation as in the moment where you place your faith in Christ, the moment that you realize, and if you haven't done this, our prayer is that you would today, the moment that you realize that you are in need of a Savior, that sin separates us from God, we're in need of a Savior, and we respond in faith. Not in works, not in I'll try better, not in I'll flip over a new leaf, not in I'll, when this is over, I'm just gonna be a better person. No. It's a grace gift of God, not of your work or effort, so that you don't get the credit. And so that's what he's talking about, that salvation. And so salvation isn't by my works, so I don't earn it, but then Paul tells me to work it out. So like, there seems to be a dichotomy there or a tension in the two. So it's not by works, but Paul's telling me I gotta work it out. And then he says, I got to work it out with fear and trembling. In other words, he said, whatever this thing of working it out is that I've got to work it out with fear and trembling. In other words, it's serious business. In other words, what Paul is saying is that this thing of salvation, this I said yes to Jesus, I've surrendered my life to him, that this isn't a social thing. That this isn't a I want to join the country club, Christianity country club thing. That this isn't just a I want to, you know, it's socially acceptable or it's in my family line and that's what my family did, so that's what I'm going to do. No, Paul says, hey, you work this salvation thing out with fear and trembling. So what I want you to get is that although it is a moment when I say yes to Jesus, my faith is a movement. That although there's a moment I say yes to Jesus, my faith is a movement. And so it has to continue to move forward and progress. And this is what Paul is talking about. Work it out with fear and trembling. So in other words, if I could put it in plain English, here's what Paul's saying. Act like a Christian. Like that's like plain English. What do you say? Won't you act like a Christian? Like work it out. In other words, what God did in me should affect what happens around me and outside of me. So My salvation isn't just a moment where I raised my hand or clicked a button or text in. My salvation should then affect my relationships. Work it out. My salvation should affect how I spend money. My salvation, watch this, should affect how I respond in crisis. My salvation should affect every area of my life. And he's saying, so work it out. So work it out. Like this salvation that's been given to you, start working it out. Start acting like a Christian. Start speaking like a Christian. Start having fruit of a Christian. Start having love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Like there should be something different about your life, about how people encounter you, experience you. So Paul's saying, work it out. Like put it into practice. Like actually do it. Actually live it. Actually speak it. Actually talk about it. Actually pray. Actually worship. Actually read the Bible. Paul's saying there should be something different about you. In the middle of all this, there should be something different about our social media post. There should be something different about our narrative because we are working out our salvation, not getting caught up in cultural norms. That we actually are people that swim upstream, not with the stream. We swim against the current, not with the current. There should be something different about us. Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, you should put some effort into this thing. Now, if we pause there, this is called religion. Work it out. Try harder. Do your best. Act like a Christian. Wear this. Don't go to that joint. Don't drink this. Do drink that. Don't wear those clothes. Don't listen to this music. Do listen to that music. Don't put a tattoo there. Whoops. Don't pierce that. Wear your hair this way, work it out, be a Christian, act like a Christian, try harder, say the right thing, do the right thing, perform the right way, work it out. If we stop there in the text, then we get what many of you have run from and want nothing to do with. We get what for some of you, you thought I can never attain, so I'm just gonna, I'll show up, I'll check the box, but it'll never become something real and transforms my life. Because I don't know how to get there. How do I? Because if all it is me working it out, then all I've got is the best I can bring. If all I've got is me working it out, then all I've got is just my greatest day. Well, I failed it today. Didn't get joy today because just working it out and didn't work today. And so for some of you, you ran from faith and you ran from believing in Jesus, or you just kind of wanted to stay on the periphery of Jesus and on the edge of it and not see something that really transforms the way that you live and think and operate and the way that you speak and the way that you love, like not conforming, but really transformed on the inside of you. Not just behavior modification, but something where the Spirit of God does something inside of you that radically transforms the way you think and live and look and observe. And like last week, Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. That wasn't religion. Religion doesn't cause you to want to lay your life down for a mission. And so this is why I'm glad Paul didn't just say, you've obeyed in my presence and you've obeyed in my absence and work out your salvation with fear and trembling. He wasn't saying, all right, Philippians, just try harder, do better. You're failing. Because he goes on to say, for it is God who is at work in you. So the only reason I have anything to work out in my life is because God is at work in me. So I'm not working out what I've got. I'm working out what God is doing in me. So it is that God is at work in me. Here's what's so encouraging me about that is this, is that if God is at work, then God doesn't give up. God doesn't quit. So I just want to encourage you today. If you're like, man, I'm really failing in this season. I don't feel like I'm walking. Hey, God isn't done with you. As the old saying goes, if you're not dead, God's not done. Why? Because God doesn't quit working in you just because you're not living up to what he wants you to be. God doesn't stop working. God doesn't get tired. God doesn't get exhausted. God doesn't get exasperated with you. God is at work in you, which means there's hope for you, which means there's possibility for tomorrow in you. Because if God is at work in you, God will not stop work. He who began the good work in you will complete it until the day you see him face to face. God is at work in you. So this is good news for us because I'm not, are y'all with me?
Yes. Yes.
We're diving in a little bit today. So this is good news because it's not just I get up and go, well, I'm going to try my very best today, Meg. I'm just going to try my best to be a Christian. I got to act like a Christian. I got to talk like a Christian. No. I get up going, Holy Spirit, what are you working in me? And whatever that is, I'm going to work that out of me today. I've got to show up. I've got to show up, but I've also got to know where my fuel is coming from. So just because I show up in the workout room didn't mean I could do the workout because I wasn't fueled well enough. And so just because I show up in the church doesn't mean I'm living a Christian unless I'm fueled right. Just because I can show up on the Serve Project doesn't mean I'm serving with the right motive if I'm not fueled right. And so it's not about out here. This is what religion does. Modify your behavior. Work it out. Work it out. Don't say that. Don't wear that. Stop acting like that. Act like a Christian. No, God came to give us a relationship with Jesus where he said, I'm going to send another of the same kind like me, the Holy Spirit, and he's going to be in you. Why? Because he's working some things in you. Because he's more worried about what's in you than what is out here. He's more concerned about the inner person, the character of you. And if you're going to win while you're waiting, you have got to be filled, fueled with what God is working in you. He's working in you his will and his good pleasure. You want to walk in the will of God? Be sensitive to what he's working in you. So here's how this works. Here's how this works. You're made up of a body. It's your flesh. I've taught you this before, but if you're new, let me re-give it to you. You're made up of a body. That's your flesh. And no matter how much we fight it, lotions, tucks, injections, it's going away one day, right? It's dying. You have a soul. You're not a soul. You have a soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. What you are is a spirit. Your soul and your spirit are housed within this body, but this body will go away. Your spirit will live forever somewhere. And where that is up to you. So your spirit lives forever. So when you accept Christ and you're saved, you place your faith in Jesus, your spirit becomes alive and is in connection with God's spirit, all right? But for your body to actually work out what the spirit is doing, it has to fight through your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. Now, your mind, will, and emotions have been trained, have been programmed through life experience, habits, years of living a certain way, of doing so. So let's just give an example. Your mind may be programmed to go, if someone hurts me, then I'll hurt them back. But then you get this new spirit, and your spirit goes, no, love those who are your enemies. And then your mind begins to fight with your spirit. Before it ever can be worked out in your body by speaking life, speaking forgiveness. And so you've got kind of this firewall built up that you have to learn to break through. And this is what submission is. Submission is, I'm going to submit my mind, will, and emotions to the Spirit of God so that I can work out what he is working in. And so this is how it works, what Paul's talking about. You got some relational tension in the home. And the Spirit's going, be the first to say, I'm sorry. That's working in. It's Holy Spirit working in. Your mind, will, and emotions are going, I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. I don't whatever that. And we live in such a society that it's like, do what you feel, that we think we're being inauthentic when we do what we don't feel. You're not being inauthentic. You're being submissive and obedient to God. That's called maturity. That's called maturity. When I can bite my tongue, when my tongue wants to say sharp things to people, that's called maturity. That's called growing in Christ. That's called I'm off the milk of the word and I'm moving to the meat of the word. Don't log out. Help you. And so working it in is the Spirit of God nudges me, goes, no, be the first to say I'm sorry. Working it out is me going, will you forgive me? See, working in, working out. Working in, the Spirit of God says, you see that need, I want you to go meet that need. I want you to go deliver those groceries. But I'm scared to death to get out of my house. Spirit of God speaks. It's got to break through my mind, will, and emotions. Working it out as I go buy the thing, I go pay for the thing, I go give. Work it in, work it out. I'm just working out what God is working in. You know what that means? It takes the pressure off me. I don't have to get up every day going, what do I got to do today to be a good Christian? Oh no, what do I got to do? I mean, it takes all the pressure off of me. I don't have to get up and go, oh, I hope I'm a good Christian today. I hope God's happy with me today. No, I've just got to get up and go, what's the Spirit doing in me? What's he working in me? Okay, I'm going to work that out today. That must be what he wants me to focus on today. Must be what he wants me to deal with today. It must be the thing that he wants to, like, that must be a relation. Okay, that's what I'm working out today. I don't have to get up. I don't have to have a five-year plan. I don't have to have a three-year plan. I just got to be sensitive to what the Spirit is saying and go, God, what are you saying to me? I'm going to work. Okay, that's what you're working in me today? All right, that's what I need to work out. That's what you're working in? That's what I need to work out. Religion is the opposite way. I'm going to make up. I'm going to try to be out here. Make me better. Act like a Christian. No, I'm just going to go, God, what are you working in? And that's what I'm going to work out. And so how's he working? I'm going to give you three things real quick and then three application things that we all should be doing. Number one, God is working in us. I've already alluded to this, by Spirit. By Spirit. I love Psalms 143:10 says this, teach me to do your will, for you're my God. In other words, the Spirit is going to guide you and lead you. May your good Spirit lead me on level ground. I just love that. So many times you see Holy Spirit used. I love this good Spirit. Just love the phrasing of that. It's good. The Holy Spirit's going to do good things, lead you to good places. And you know what that means? That means every day I'm going to get up. And here's my application point. Let me give this to you. Is if I'm led by a Spirit, then I'm going to follow quickly. That's your job. Working in is the Spirit of God. Working out, follow quickly. Whatever he says, whatever it is, whatever he's leading, that means every day I'm going to say, God, I want to be filled with your Spirit. Holy Spirit, I want to be filled today. I want you to lead me today. I want you to be sensitive to what you're saying today, and then I'm going to follow quickly. I'm not going to hesitate. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to stutter. No, I'm just going to determine. I'm going to get in a posture of working it out. And what does working it out look like? It looks like this. I'm going to follow quickly. If he nudges me to repair relationship, going to follow quickly. If he nudges me to be generous, going to follow quickly. If he nudges me to go have a conversation, going to follow quickly. If he nudges me to like change my attitude, I'm going to follow quickly. If I feel this nudge, if I need to choose joy in the middle of this, I'm just going to follow quickly. Like that's just going to be my kind of my response is whatever you say, Spirit, I'm in. I'm in. Wherever you say go, I'm in. Whatever you say do, I'm in. I'm just going to follow quickly. So working it in by his Spirit, how do I work it out? Follow quickly. That my actions are going to be quick to follow him. Number two, he works in, listen to this, is through my praise. He works in me through my praise. Psalms 34:1, David said this, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. One translation says this, his praise will forever be on my lips. And so he works in me through my praise. So what am I going to do? I'm going to give it consistently. I'm going to give it consistently. The Bible says this in another place, says that God inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, if you want more of God in you, then give more praise to him. I'm going to give it consistently. Work it in. Work it out. God is working in. I'm going to work it out. God is working in me. I'm simply going to work out what God is working in me. I'm not going to manufacture stuff. I'm not going to make up stuff. I'm not going to take on the burden of other people. I'm not going to take on the yoke of someone else. I'm not going to take on what religion wants. No, I'm just going to, what is God working in me? That's what I'm going to work out. I'm going to work in. God, what is God? What are you doing in me? That's what I'm going to work out. And so if praise is working in me, then I'm going to give it consistently. Praise isn't a song. You don't need music to praise. How would it change your day if every day you woke up and as soon as you got up in the morning, you just praise God for something in your life? God, I just praise you. I woke up today. Praise you that I got breath in my lungs today. Praise you that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Praise you that I'm completely loved by you. Praise you that I don't have to do anything to earn my relationship with you today. You give it freely. Wow. Wow. Praise you for that. Someone give it consistently. Number three, how else does he work in me? He works in me with his word. He works in me with his word. I love this verse. It says this in Psalms 119, 105 through 106. It says, and this is one I grew up on. I hadn't thought about this one in a while. It says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. I've taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous laws. In other words, I've settled something in my heart that your word is going to guide me. And so what am I going to do? Number three, I'm going to read it daily. That's how I'm going to work it out. How I'm going to read it daily. Why? Because he's going to speak to me through this. It's going to be the lamp unto my feet, going to be the light unto my path. If you're going to win while you're waiting, the other side of this, what do you want to come out as? It's not up to anybody else. It's not up to the governor. It's not up to the national leaders in your country. What you come out as on the other side isn't up to anybody but you. What will you come out as? I can tell you. All depends on what you're filled with. Are you going to be filled with things that leave you empty and hollow? Are you going to be filled with what God is working in you so that can work out of you? Are you going to be filled with what God is working in? For it is God who works in you. So stop trying your own way. Stop trying your best effort. Surrender, submit. Holy Spirit, what are you working in me? Whatever that is, that's what I'm going to work out of me. Holy Spirit, fill me. Praise continually be on my mouth. Your word, going to read it daily. Why? Because that's how you find out what God is working in you so he can work it out of you. This season is a workout. It's a workout for sure. Pressure, constraints. Whether you'll be crushed or whether you'll stand depends on what you're fueled with, what you're filled with. So what are you going to be filled with? I want to pray for you today with every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're able to, if you're driving, keep them open. Maybe you're here today, and when I talked about working out your salvation, I explained the difference between religion and relationship. You realize that you've had religion, but you've never had a relationship, something not that just conforms you, but transforms you from the inside out, that makes you new, that empowers you with this unusual, supernatural power to live a life that swims upstream, that goes against the current of culture, that when everyone else is hating, you love. When everyone else is complaining, you have joy. When everyone else is in fear, you're walking in faith. Maybe today you realize that you're far from God, but in your heart, you know it. And today, I want to give you an opportunity to come close. The Bible says that we've all sinned and all fallen short. In other words, we've all had our moments of being far from God. And it says that the wages of sin is death. That means an eternal separation from God. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life. And it's found only in Jesus. And today, I want to give you the opportunity to respond to Jesus. It's not by your good works that you're saved, but it is the gift of God that you receive by faith. And if you're ready to say today, Pastor, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. I want him to be the Lord of my life. I want my sins forgiven. I want to know heaven is my home. If that's you today, no matter where you're watching from, I'm going to invite you to pray this simple prayer with me. And if you mean it from your heart to God's heart, on the authority of God's word, you will be saved. So just say this with me. Just say, Jesus, I need you. I believe you died for me. I believe God raised you from the dead. I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. Today, I make you my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've just prayed that prayer on the authority of God's word, you have a brand new beginning today. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, he said, all things have passed away, and everything becomes new in your life today. And so I want to know about that decision. It would just mean the world to me if you'd let me know that you made that decision today. And so you can text the number that's on the screen right now, 94,000, 94,000, and just text that keyword. I think it's LCYES is the keyword, just LCYES. So right where you would normally type a message, type LCYES. And then where you'd normally put the number, put 94,000, 94,000 up on in your text area, and just send that. And we want to get you some information. I want to send you a gift, send you a book I wrote. I want to make sure that you are able to now, you've made this decision, now it's time to begin to work out what God is working in you. If you found today's message helpful, feel free to rate, review, or even share it with a friend. Also want to encourage you to think about partnering with us. You know, together through your giving, we can take this message around the world and make a difference in the lives of so many people.
Thanks again for joining us today. If you would like to partner with us, you can do so by clicking the link in the description, visiting lifepoint.org/give, or via text messaging on your mobile device. Just text the dollar amount of your gift and keyword LifePoint to 45777. Thank you for your generosity. We can do so much more together than we ever could apart.